By March 1st, I'm Michelle Bash.
There's mixed reaction to Governor Larry Hogan's push. I'm Kate Ryan.
Senate Republicans are trying to push back former President Trump's impeachment trial to February.
And we'll talk live with WTOP Capitol Hill correspondent Mitchell Miller.
It's 6 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Dell Small Business.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. President Biden campaigned on doing all he could to combat the coronavirus. And on this full first day in office, he signed 10 executive orders to expand testing and vaccine availability.
Today, I'm signing an executive action to use the Defense Production Act and all other available authorities to direct all federal agencies and private industry to accelerate the making of everything that needs to protect, test, vaccinate, and take care of our people.
Mr. Biden also mandated masks for travel, including in airports and on planes.
This is Steve Futterman. President Biden's move on face masks is being welcomed by flight attendants. The head of the Association of Flight Attendants International says Mr. Biden's move will provide much-needed backup for both flight attendants and other aviation workers on the front lines. She calls masks vitally important, especially on airplanes where proper social distancing guidelines are not enough.
A liberating feeling. It's how top U.S. infectious diseases expert Dr. Anthony Fauci describes speaking on behalf of the Biden administration, hinting about the previous administration.
The idea that you can get up here and talk about what you know, what the evidence, what the science is, and know that's it. Let the science speak. It is somewhat of a liberating feeling.
The Biden administration has proposed a five-year extension of the new START treaty with Russia, the last remaining nuclear reduction treaty between the powers that was set to expire in 2 weeks. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
The president has long been clear that the new START treaty is in the national security interests of the United States, and this extension makes even more sense when the relationship with Russia is adversarial, as it is at this time.
The Senate last hour approved a waiver for a Biden cabinet nominee, and CBS's Natalie Brand says it came after the House did so.
On this vote, the yeas are 326, the nays are 78. The bill is passed.
The House has passed a legally required waiver to allow retired Army General Lloyd Austin to serve as defense secretary, even though he has been out of uniform less than the mandated 7 years.
CBS's Steve Dorsey says Senate Republicans want Democrats to put off the president's impeachment trial.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell plans to ask Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to wait until February to begin an impeachment trial. Republicans say it would allow more time for impeachment managers and former President Trump's defense team to prepare. But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi still hasn't sent the article of impeachment to the Senate to begin a trial.
The Nasdaq gained 74. This is CBS News.
New year, new budgets. Dell Technologies advisors give you real-time tailored advice. Plus, right now, get big savings on select business computers with Intel Core processors. Call 877-ASK-DELL.
Good evening. It is 6:03. Thanks for riding along with us on this Thursday, January the 21st. We're at 51 degrees. Hi, I'm Hillary Howard.
And I'm Sean Anderson. Our top local story this hour, the governor of Maryland is pressuring schools that haven't already started offering in-person classes to do so quickly. Let's get our story from WTOP's Michelle Bash.
There can be no debating that online learning has taken an unmistakable toll on students, families, and educators.
So Governor Larry Hogan is calling on every school board to allow a return to at least some in-person classes by March 1st. He says there's a growing consensus that reopening schools does not lead to more community spread of the coronavirus. And there are encouraging signs about COVID-19 in Maryland.
This month, our positivity rate has dropped nearly 20% to 7.66%. Our case rate has dropped by 26%.
Michelle Bash, WTOP News.
Reactions are mixed to the governor's call.
Leaders of the Maryland General Assembly's House Minority Caucus, delegates Nicholas Kipke and Kathy Shalaga, applauded Governor Larry Hogan's announcement that he and the state superintendent, Karen Salmon, want schools to reopen by March. But Maryland's House Majority Leader, Delegate Eric Luedtke, a teacher from Montgomery County, said the governor's approach, suggesting he'd use whatever legal leverage he could to have schools reopen, isn't leadership, but bullying. Prince George's County School CEO, Dr. Monica Goldson, issued a statement saying she appreciated the patience and flexibility of families and staff and that their health and safety remained her highest priority. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Now to the coronavirus vaccine issue. There's a major backup for vaccines in Montgomery County as thousands register for the delayed next phase.
Governor Larry Hogan says those ages 65 and up are eligible starting on Monday, but Montgomery County hasn't started phase 1B yet for the coronavirus vaccine, which includes seniors 75 and up. County Executive Mark Elrich.
If I get 7,300 new doses a week and I have a senior population of 75,000 people, if that number of new doses doesn't change, that's a 10-week long line.
More than 68,000 seniors ages 75 and up have pre-registered to get the vaccine when they can. County Health Officer Dr. Travis Gales had a message to leadership at the state level.
Send us more doses. We'd be happy to get them out and we'd be happy to move forward and get more folks vaccinated.
Valerie Bonk, WTOP News.
Starting tomorrow morning, D.C. restaurants can start indoor dining again at 25% capacity. But museums and libraries are still closed. The city is watching a ballooning number of new coronavirus infections. And this is creating so much demand for vaccines, the federal government has been unable to keep up with it. But that problem definitely exists beyond the district.
Stay with us here on WTOP. Up ahead, Democrats have been anxious to start former President Trump's impeachment trial, but Republicans are now pushing for a delay. We'll check in with WTOP's Mitchell Miller on Capitol Hill, figure out what's up next. It's 6:06.
Hi, Melanie Funkhauser here, president of Fair Oaks. Let's face it, 2020 wasn't a bowl of cherries. So start something new this year at Fair Oaks Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram. Like a new one-of-a-kind custom Wrangler, Gladiator, or convertible Challenger for less than you'd expect. Or start saving with great deals on every new Fair Oaks Chrysler Jeep Dodge or Ram in stock during the Start Something New sales event. Lower prices, higher standards, every day. Online at Fair Oaks Motors.
Does it feel like finding clothes in your fit is impossible? Tired of feeling overwhelmed with options that just aren't right? Let the experts at Stitch Fix do the shopping for you. At Stitch Fix, we make sure each piece is hand-selected for your life. So whether you're staying home or on the go, Stitch Fix has the answer for what to wear. We make it easy to find what works for you. Signing up takes just a few minutes, and styles are delivered directly to your door. Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, your style delivered.
Hear from Nikesh Arora, chairman and CEO of Palo Alto Networks, on the global cybersecurity leader's continued commitment to supporting the U.S. government.
Palo Alto Networks has secured federal agencies for over a decade with firewalls made in the United States with secure supply chain practices. As the government modernizes, we're committed to being their cybersecurity partner of choice, securing data in any cloud.